There's an old Spanish proverb that says there's no pockets in a shroud. When you go empty-handed. You go the same way you came into this world. Naked I came into this world, naked I go out. I carry absolutely nothing with me except the records of what I have given away. For where my heart is, there my treasure is also. If my heart is in eternity, I'm going to be planting my crops in eternity. I'm not going to be planting them here on earth. If my heart is in heaven, and if my heart is with Jesus, then the reason that I want everything is so that I can pass it on to Jesus and to His people and start making my investments in heaven. Remember the story that came out years ago of a little kid who had worked for his brother. He had a 12-year-old brother who had been given an assignment by his father to do something in the yard, and he hired his 6-year-old brother to do the work for him and told the 6-year-old brother that his daddy had paid him a quarter to do this, and if the 6-year-old brother would do the job, that he would let him hold the quarter. And so the little kid works real hard, a couple of hours out of the yard, and gets the job done. And the big brother gives him the quarter and says, "Now you can hold this quarter for half an hour. That's your reward for this." And they stand there holding it. When the father walks up, rather wealthy industrialist who walks up, and says, "What are you doing?" He says, I'm holding the quarter that you gave my brother." He says, "You're holding it." He says, "Yeah." I said, "I got to give it back in half an hour, but my brother said that I get a chance to hold it for the work I've done." And the father really jumped on him and said, that's crazy. That's the most stupid thing I've ever heard, that you would work hard all day long and just get to hold it." And the little kid looked at his daddy and he says, "That's where you are too, isn't it?" I remember hearing the story, and I'm like, gee whiz, all I have has been given me, but it's only for today. All I get to do is hold it. It's mine. And the question is, what am I going to do with it? And so it was with this rich farmer. He reached the zenith of his self-satisfaction and was absorbed in his material affairs, and then God appeared and required his soul by means of death. And suddenly we realize that man has no say-so over his life. James says it's like a mist or a vapor. The very best you can do is to say, if God wills, I'll be here or I'll be there, because you simply do not know. Nobody can determine when that is going to happen, and all the money in the world will not prevent it from happening. It's going to take place. Nothing can bring us back from the dead, and so we try to secure ourselves a place in eternity. But only God can do that. Now Jesus goes ahead after telling this story, and he says, this is how it'll be with anyone who stores up things for himself but is not rich toward God. Longfellow wrote a little quadrant. Though the mills of God grind slowly, yet they grind exceedingly small, and though with patience stands he waiting, with exactness grinds he all. That in the end, everybody is treated with the same kind of justice, whether we're rich or poor. The only thing that really counts is what we have done with what we have. We're to that degree, we're stewards of what we have. And if we are good stewards, then there's no need to worry. And Jesus goes right ahead, finishing this parable, goes right to his and says to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, don't worry about your life. What you'll eat, or about your body, what you'll wear. Life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Worry says, I will build me a bigger barn. I will be more interested in where I can invest what I have here on this earth." And Jesus is saying, if you will invest that in kingdom activities, then God will supply more.